The third warning in the book of Hebrews, a warning that must be heard and listened to by each of us because it really strikes at the foundation of each of us. It really, really does. And it's the warning of immaturity. Immaturity. Say that with me. Immaturity. What is immaturity? You know, some people have said, I'm immature. But I think they meant it as a compliment. But I don't think that the writer of Hebrews is meaning immaturity as a compliment. So I think when they say I'm immature, they mean childlike or stuff. I don't think that's what's happening in the scriptures here this morning. But it's the warning of immaturity or falling away. Falling away from the Lord. So in the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verses 11. Did you ever get that up there? Let's stand and read that in unison together. Why don't we do that? So, Randy, why don't you get us going? Keep going. Oh. There you go.
Verse 11:12.
Yep.
In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Therefore, let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ and be taken forward to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from the acts that lead to death and of faith in God. Instruction about cleansing rites, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And God permitting, we will do so.
Amen. 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 Well, we're talking about immature. You may be seated. I got to tell you something else. Is that okay? So stay focused on immaturity, but I got to tell you something that's really... Sorry, Laura. We were just talking about that this week, and she says sometimes my rabbit trails kind of distract her. And does it happen to anyone else here, being honest? So listen to this. We went out yesterday morning, you probably saw on Facebook, but we went out for breakfast yesterday morning with one of our children in the church, and we went to Terry's Diner with her, and we know everyone who works in Terry's Diner, and everyone came over to see her, and it was so nice. It was like I had my granddaughter or something. It was like amazing. And we went to the market, but in the process of that, we had a young couple, Andrew and Julie, that were part of the youth group in Guelph when we were there. We weren't the youth pastors, but Julie was part, and Julie and Andrew were part of the youth group. And so we were at their wedding 16 years ago, but they were passing through town, so we hadn't seen them in 16 years. And they messaged Linda, and they said, could we meet at the market at maybe 12:30? They were renting an Airbnb on Trout Lake. And so we met them, we met their kids, and then, not only that, but then Jessica, who was a child at our church when we first got saved in Brampton Pentecostal Church, she messaged us on Friday and said that her and her family, are in town. So I said, I'd love to see you. She says, I'd love to see you. So at 2:30 this afternoon, we are going to meet her at Starbucks. And so, isn't that amazing? It's like, so you know what? So all the things that we're doing to invest in young people, into children, okay, it will pay big dividends one day, okay? So no matter how tiring it is sometimes, and it's just like, oh, I just want to give you a noogie to keep you quiet for 5 minutes, just keep investing, because Look at the joy that it's brought us this weekend after how many years coming back. After Jessica, 20 years, her parents were responsible for discipling us. Isn't that amazing? And so she was the child of the people who, one of the couples who discipled us and now wanted to come and hang out with us. Like, praise the Lord. Isn't that good? Okay, let's get back to immaturity. Can you focus this morning? A person becomes immature because of dull hearing. Okay, and the word dull means to be sluggish, slow, lethargic, forgetful. And the writer of Hebrews had much he wanted to teach, but he was unable to do so. And that's a very sad testimony. And not one person here can grasp the Word of God and the truths of it simply by reading it. And in our culture, in Western culture, so many of us, we go from devotional, daily devotional to daily devotional, and there might be one little verse or whatever, and that's all we're getting. And so what happens is there's no way that we could really understand the truths of this glorious Jesus and this wonderful Father and awesome Holy Spirit simply by that. A person must study and meditate and practice the Word of God in order to understand it. So when Father shows us his attributes and we start to allow them to manifest through us into other people, we're at a wonderful place. And when you experience that place, you don't want to go back just to the milk anyways. You still have to go back to the milk to remind you of the testimony that you've had. But the Hebrew believers, they had become mentally lazy and sluggish and spiritually complacent in their walk. I hope and I pray, but I know that that could be true of some of us this morning. And this is not a message on telling you how. It's a message for all of us to be. Okay, so that we could be as a family. We're all in different places. But you know, maybe this week I'm not in a good place, but you're in a good place. So be discerning, okay, and help me be. And build me up and pick me up and everything. But we can't stay in that place of lethargic laziness or whatever. And they were sitting and they were listening to preachers and teachers, maybe even reading the scriptures, but they weren't paying attention. And how many of you know that in this day, in the world that we live in today, that it's of utmost importance to be paying attention to what the Spirit of God is saying? Now, I could have been standing here 20 years ago and said the same thing, because the times 20 years ago, they're not so different than they are right now. But it's the world needs Jesus. The world, those two girls needed Jesus. They needed Jesus. By the way, welcome back. Welcome back. Sorry, Laura. This is Maria's sister right here, and her aunt is back, of course. So welcome back. So you know, so there you go. From Mexico. So their minds were wondering about and unwilling to concentrate and study. How many of you have a hard time concentrating when you read the Bible? Let's be honest. You know, it's not the easiest thing. It's not the easiest thing to do. But if a person is to understand God's word, then the person has to study it, read and concentrate. Oh man, another thing to do. I have to concentrate now, you know? But read and meditate. And it's funny, you know, I don't know about you, but I have a spot on my couch and looks out. We planted a beautiful tree a few years ago. And if I lie on the couch through our picture window in our living room, I could look out and I could be reading the word, and then I put it down and I just meditate. I look at that tree and I just and I see little birds and doing all their thing, and it just takes me into a place of meditating on God. And we all have that opportunity, right? You all could think of something that you do, whatever it is. And then we have to read and we have to ponder. How many of you love to ponder? You know, how many of you have been accused of your pondering as being daydreaming? And don't be such a daydreamer. And I say, be a daydreamer, be pondering, you know? And we need to read and we need to memorize, you know? And we need to hear and we need to concentrate and we need to hear and meditate. We need to hear and ponder. We need to hear and take notes. We have to do these things because 2 Timothy 2:15 says, do your best to present yourself to God as approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of God. So if we do not focus on those things, those divine appointments, like I just told you in Orchards the other day, they're not going to happen within your life. But when you focus on who God is and what God's passion is for people, and when we pray and we say, God, give me your eyes. Give me your eyes so that we could see what he sees. And then all of a sudden it's like zoom, I zone right in, and you start the gifts of the Spirit start to work. And what happens is I'm discerning what happens. And then when I go up to you, Sharon, I start to read your mail. And then I start to deposit some encouragement and love and hope into each other. And so what happens is, but when we're immature, we don't do those things and we miss those things. And then the body becomes weak and it doesn't be. So the thing is, so let's be those people. You know? Now for me, I make people cry. I just do. I don't know why that is, but I could just walk up to some. There was a mom here from another church who I know very well when we had the last encounter night, and she saw me and I was walking. She said, stop. She says, I don't want to talk to you right now because you're going to make me cry. Okay? And in a good way. But maybe you're the type of person that you make someone smile. Like you last week when you were in your clown outfit and you brought joy into people's lives and you made them smile. So whether you're making someone cry or you're making someone laugh or whatever, it doesn't matter. We don't have to all be the same. But there's something about each of your characters that could change somebody's life. And so when you ponder the things of God and you ask for his eyes to see, he will show you what he sees, and then he will line up your character and your giftings so that it could be activated into someone's life. So if all of us are doing that, it's all going to look different, but it's all going to bring glory to him. Amen? Yeah. So in verse 12, we're still talking about immaturity. A person becomes immature because the person refuses to grow up spiritually. Have any of you ever met anyone like that? Just kind of refuse to grow up. And, my wife has accused me of that sometimes, you know, of not growing up. but different. But, not Linda, I know. Never Linda, you know. And the Hebrew believers, they refuse to move beyond the first principles of the faith, and meaning that the ABCs of God's word, you know, that when you first got saved, we all knew a person should get saved and a person should grow spiritually and a person should live righteously and a person should worship and a person should keep rituals and the ceremonies of what we do and everything like this. And those are some basic truths, and what we would call those are the basics, the ABCs, the babes in Christ. They get that into their spirit. And they are to be learned and quickly by believers. And then the believers are to move beyond that to maturity. Amen? Amen? And a young believer is to be fed with the milk of the word, the first principles, but is expected to grow. You are expected to grow, folks, you know? And to rest and feed on the word of God in the situation among the Hebrews was tragic because they were spiritually undeveloped. So let's just say, I think that you're pretty good here, but let's say that if Jesus came in now and into the room and he knocked on the door and he came in and he looked and he said, you know, you're very nice people, but you're really spiritually undeveloped. Well, how effective can we be? Like, how discerning can we be even if someone walks through the door? You know, and so we need to move to maturity. They should have been teachers already, bearing witness to Christ, sharing the glorious message of Jesus with their friends, neighbors, fellow workers, but they were unable to. They were stuck. Have you ever been in a situation where you just felt stuck? You just felt frozen. You just couldn't move. You felt paralyzed in a situation. You just didn't have what it took to do what you needed to do. And it's because they were immature, so immature that they themselves needed to be retaught. How many people have confessed Christ and have never grown? You know people like that? How many people have confessed Christ and never known and have never grown? Like lots of people. And it's sad. A person becomes immature because of being unskilled in the Word. Unskilled in the Word. So where you work, Stephen, would they hire unskilled people to do the job that you would do? Okay. Well, the thing is, so if we are unskilled, there's some tasks that are before us that require the spiritual gifts that the Lord gives through your life to touch someone else's life. But if we're unskilled, it doesn't mean that that person won't be touched because the Lord will use somebody else. But why not you? Amen? Why not you? So let's say that with me. Why not me? Why not me? You know, why not me? I want to be a Jonathan, okay? You know, there's Davids here, that there's Davids all around. I want to be a Jonathan to some David, okay, in their life. I just want to come alongside. I just want to be that encourager. I just want to speak hope into someone's life. You know, I want to be able to discern when someone is hurting, and I want to be that Jonathan. I want to come alongside, and I want to speak blessings. I want to speak hope. I want to speak encouragement, because Jesus Christ is the word of righteousness, and he is the righteousness of God. And when we allow his word to get into our spirit, we speak that righteousness into a world. I didn't say legalism. I said righteousness, holy righteousness. And the conviction comes upon you, and the anointing comes upon you. And when you speak into someone's life, they're riveted to you. Because for maybe the very first time, their spirit is connecting with the spirit of the living God in your life. And they're mesmerized by you. And they're focused. And they say to you, they say, I've never met anyone who said anything like that to me in their life. But when we're not in there, it's like, you know, what's the world coming to today? You know, like, you know. Half the congregation, they show up once a month these days, and blah, 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 you know, it's all, and stuff like this. So we had one girl came on a encounter night, and then she was talking to Ty and Laura afterwards, and she said, you know, Pastor Ken, she says, I haven't been in that church in a long time, and when I walked in that church, he talked to me as if I just met him 5 minutes ago. Okay? So be discerning. Speak hope. You know the worst thing you could ever say to someone when they come in, you say, well, it's about time you came back. I haven't seen you in a month. You know, instead of saying, welcome. Let's go grab a cup of coffee in the coffee shop and catch up for 5 minutes before the service. It's so good to see you. Amen? 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 The word of righteousness means all the teachings and the doctrines of God's in God's word to become part of us. It's what the Bible teaches. So let's move on to verse 14, and we'll switch it from immaturity to maturity. Is that good? Because I think I beat you up enough for telling you. I didn't tell you you're immature. I did not say you were immature. I may have insinuated it in a couple of areas, but I never said it, did I? I wouldn't do that, you know? That's not fruitful. You know, you've already gotten beaten up at your jobs and beaten up by watching the news all week. You don't need to get beaten up here. Okay? Oh, this was supposed to be a short message. A person becomes immature because they do not exercise their mental and helpful and spiritual senses. And a mature, fully grown person is a person who discerns between good and evil, a person who lives a righteous life, a godly life, and that person has gone beyond just attending worship and Bible studies and keeping the rituals and ceremony of religion, just giving money, just reading the Bible, just praying. That person does all of these things, and they're all good, but does more. That person studies the word of God. That person sets blocks of time aside to pray and to worship every day. That person lives and moves their being in prayer. That person continues to pray, keeps their mind and thoughts upon Christ and the obedience to Christ. You know when those little bracelets came out, WWJD, what would Jesus do? I was going through kind of a cynical time. I thought, what a marketing ploy that is, you know, but I wish I had one of those. Does anyone have one? What color is it? Is it like a male color? But I would love to have one of those bracelets now, WWJD, you know? What would Jesus do in this situation? And I would wear it proudly, and I'd look at it, and it would be WWJD, and we need to do that with WWJD right now. What would Jesus do in this situation? Amen? And so that person lives and moves in prayer. They witness for Christ. They share the glorious salvation that comes out of the Word. The mature believer lives for Christ. Lives for Christ. I'm so proud of you guys. You go into Mr. Poncho, and you know, for the one-year celebration, everyone knows Mr. Poncho now. The mayor of the city, he likes when you make a post now in the city. And for your one-year picture, you put us standing and praying. Okay, when we dedicated that business to the Lord. Okay, you're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you run a business in town, and I'm proud of you. And especially in the downtown area, you get every belief system. I'm proud of you guys. A person has to exercise their mind and their spirit and cannot be lazy and complacent, neither mentally nor spiritually. Amen? Okay, I'm almost done. Six and three, another one on maturity. A person must be determined to grow in Christ. Amen? Amen. You would know that. Good Anglican girl, you know what? Do you know that? You want to know something? I got introduced to the Holy Spirit through Anglican people. You know? I really, really did. And we must be determined to go on to perfection and maturity. And it simply means that we must express our dependency upon God, for we are dependent upon Him. Amen? And we must grow spiritually. We must be determined, strongly determined, to go on to perfection. How many of you could say amen to that? Amen to that. We must grow and mature in Christ. So I'm going to leave it at that, but I'm going to ask you to do something here this morning, and because we're few, So we have lots of room up here. I'm just going to ask you all to come for 1 second. We're going to close in prayer, but I just want to speak a blessing over each of you as we come together. So come along the front here and just stand so that we're shoulder to shoulder. We did fellowship this morning. No. Yes. And because I messed up the whole service, let's receive our offering as well. And just one other thing. So shoulder to shoulder, if you feel comfortable with that. So come on in here a second. Come on in here a second. Come on. Okay. Shoulder to shoulder. Where's Sharon? Sharon. It's Sharon's birthday today. Or tomorrow. 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 So let's sing happy birthday to Sharon.